WTAW News Time is 7 after 7, 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A College Station motorcyclist was struck and killed in a crash during the noon hour yesterday in front of Jane Long Middle School in Bryan. 37-year-old Jeremy Meads was going south on Harvey Mitchell Parkway, according to police, when he was struck by a truck making a left turn. The driver of the truck, who was ticketed for failing to yield the right of way, has been fully cooperative with the investigation. Next Tuesday's Bryan City Council meeting is expected to include private discussions and possible public action regarding one of its members.
Mayor Jason Bayansky on WTAW's The Infomaniac says he expects there will be an executive session about the recent revelation of Councilman Rafael Pena living in his mother's home, which is not located in his district. That's because the city charter does not address temporary residences.
It doesn't say that if you move out of your house because you're doing a remodel or something like that, that's allowed.
The discovery of Pena's current home follows a Bryan police investigation of a misdemeanor assault. City official says no criminal charges have been filed in municipal court. Prosecutors say no charges have been filed in any of the Brazos County courts. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Recent drunk driving arrests in the Twin Cities includes a College Station man who drove his Mustang into an apartment. The arrest report from College Station police did not indicate anyone was in the kitchen where the car came to a stop. The driver, 18-year-old David Montoya Jones, who lives at the Woodlands Apartments where he crashed his car, took two breath samples while at the city jail. The average alcohol level was 0.14, almost 80% above the legal limit. Bryan firefighters had to force the door open to get a driver out of his SUV after running over a fence and striking a pipeline outside the U.S. Oil and Gas building off Finfeather on Tuesday night. 36-year-old Carlos Robles Rodriguez of Bryan, according to the arrest report, was not aware he had crashed before he was arrested for DWI. Bryan police arrested a woman for her first DWI after her SUV struck three parked cars, then a tree that prevented her vehicle from hitting a house on Oak Lawn. One of the parked cars was turned around and was in a driveway. According to the arrest report, 18-year-old Kendall Harp of College Station admitted to being intoxicated. A Bryan man with three prior convictions was arrested after a Bryan policeman saw the driver's SUV jump the concrete median on Villa Maria near the Tejas Center and was driving in the wrong lanes. 53-year-old Patrick Daly remains in jail in lieu of a $10,000 bond. What does the Republican Party do with Donald Trump now that Ted Cruz and John Kasich have suspended their presidential campaigns? Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says you can look at it from a positive, negative, or self-preservation standpoint.
Well, I guess you have to swallow hard and say you're going to vote for him.
By self-preservation, Flores says he's referring to preserving a conservative majority on the Supreme Court.
If Hillary Clinton's elected, she's going to appoint two or three folks to the Supreme Court. Her nominees would kill this country as we know it.
Flores also says Trump has to get the support of those he defeated through the primary process and those who voted for Trump's primary opponents. Tomorrow marks the 8th annual observance of Atticus Finch Day in Brazos County. The event celebrates the fictional character in author Harper Lee's novel To Kill a Mockingbird. Local lawyer Shane Phelps says the event features two guest speakers, one being legendary Harris County prosecutor Rusty Hardin.
Produces amazing results in trial. He's represented Roger Clemens and Calvin Johnson and Adrian Peterson. He also famously cross-examined Anna Nicole Smith when he was the attorney for the Pierce Marshall estate.
Phelps says the second guest speaker is Dr. Jerome Loving, distinguished professor of literature at Texas A&M. He'll be discussing the controversial novel Go Set a Watchman, which is allegedly Harper Lee's sequel to To Kill a Mockingbird. Tomorrow's program starts at 11:30 at the Brazos County Administration Building. Seersucker attire is encouraged. WTAW News Time is 11 minutes past 7. It's 58 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 16th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in categories for the best in services, places, and food in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Hey, let's check some weather. It's 7:13, and the weather is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure in control and stays in control into the start of the weekend. It'll slowly drift out over the Gulf of Mexico over the next 3 days. We'll have sunny skies and a high of 80 to 85 through the afternoon. Tonight, clear, 55 to 60. More sunshine during the day tomorrow, highs 80 to 85. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 60 to 65. It'll be sunny Saturday, highs on Saturday between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I got some A&M news. Also, I got some MLB scores and some NBA stuff. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, did I hear the news story right that the guy didn't know he was drunk? Is that right?
He didn't know he crashed.
No, he didn't know he crashed.
No, yeah, but they had to pry open his door.
I didn't know I crashed.
But I had no idea I was at a complete standstill up against a tree.
Didn't know the garage was that narrow.
Yep.
Okay.
I was just taking his nap.
Yeah. I think somehow Bill Oliver takes special delight in doing just those kinds of stories.
You have no idea. Yeah, he loves it.
It's that Midwestern sense of humor of his. Just chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. So there you are.
I'd like to say it's happened to the best of us, but
can't say that that has.
So let's say that, you know, every university of higher university wants to put forth their best foot forward, right? Their best effort to make sure that they are in the news for all the right reasons. True?
True.
They try, yeah.
Comes now the University of New Hampshire. Now, not that that falls on our radar screen necessarily. They're in Durham, North New Hampshire. I had to look it up, in fact. They're 12,000 undergraduate students, about 2,500 graduate students. So, you know, for the Northeast, that's a moderate, you know, it's not part of the Ivy League or any of that. But it is the school that has spent $17,000 on one dining hall table because it illuminates itself and has adjustable LED lights. Okay, $17,000 is more than the tuition for 1 year at the University of New Hampshire. But because it's near Boston and I guess they needed something to do, the Boston Globe picked this up and then the Boston TV stations. And now
it's everywhere.
Here's a spokesperson having to say it was wrong for us to do that. It was a mistake. But you see, at lunchtime inside the newly renovated Holloway Commons dining hall, students can actually put their food down on this table that costs $17,570, but it lights up and the colors change.
There's an administrator listening to techno music, eating his lunch in there by himself.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
Okay.
Totally worth it.
But it seats 16 students, too. So there. Now, I would bet that there are universities all over America going, oh, my gosh, I'm glad they didn't look at what we spend money on.
Because
every one of them goes, boy, if they knew that we had spent blank on blank, they'd be all over it.
But not everybody's lights up and changes colors.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. There you go. University of New Hampshire in the news for all the wrong reasons. And while we're talking about universities and such, now, are they going? They had yesterday off. Is that right at Texas A&M? How does all that work?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a reading day.
Say that again so we can laugh one more time. Yeah.
It was a reading day. Okay.
In preparation for exams.
And then they do like the backwards weird schedule on the first 2 days. So Friday classes were on Tuesday, I believe, just to kind of make sure you wrap it up.
And I know final review is this weekend, is that right?
Yeah, I believe they start, some I think had today, but definitely start by tomorrow.
Okay, so in other words, the parking lots at those jam centers where they shove stuff in your brain, you couldn't find a parking place in front of the tutoring centers,
Man, there's one on Northgate now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, isn't that funny? And then
where do you park for it?
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem, because the Mexican restaurant bar that is right there on the corner does not allow parking of anyone but its customers.
Now
obviously on Northgate there's a lot of dorms and other apartment complexes now more in that area, but the line is just kind of funny, and then I can only imagine the students that aren't studying and are on Northgate drinking.
No, they are not.
walking down and being like, sucks to be you.
Yeah. Well, with that in mind, any worries that young university scholars are not getting enough rest? Probably unwarranted. Students at most schools get the same amount of shut-eye on average. You ready? 7 hours and 3 minutes.
It's more than I get.
Which I know. Which is within the range recommended by experts. But students at top-ranked schools showed an intriguing pattern. They tend to fall asleep late after 1 a.m. compared to their counterparts further down the rankings. These are the findings from a wearable device company called Jawbone. They took data from 18,500 students wearing its up wristbands, and they analyzed the sleep patterns over 1.4 million nights at 137 schools since 2013. So that's basically what they came up with.
Wow.
Strong correlation between the school's 2016 U.S. News & World Report ranking and student bedtimes, basically. They just tied those two together to see how that all would work out. And basically, the people who get to sleep the latest after 1 in the morning, between 1 and 1:15, would be Princeton, MIT, and Stanford. And then at 1:30 in the morning, it's Columbia and Penn. Now let's back it down in the other direction. The University of Texas at Austin comes in at 12:47, right there along with Harvard. Michigan State comes in at 12:43, and Texas A&M University comes in at 12:32. So that's the average bedtime for students at Texas A&M, to 12:32.
Interesting.
Earlier than Tech, but that's because those kids forget where they live. Anyhow, the lowest one they had outside the service academies, who obviously are going to be exempt from this whole deal, was the University of Nevada. The military service academies are unique when it comes to sleep, because during the week, they average wake times before 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
The earliest are at the University of Utah and at Brigham Young. Outside the service academies, it's 7:40 in the morning. I remember one time traveling with A&M when they played West Point in New York. Obviously, the A&M football team gets there on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
The football players on the West Point team have Saturday morning class when they have an afternoon game. Just saying.
Ouch.
Well, they probably also have some type of, like, lights out curfew.
Yeah. It's a little bit different
their
world.
Their bedtime is set.
Yeah, a little different world.
But they can talk to us when they wake up at 4.
Yeah. All right, so get this. A German scientist working in the Congo has discovered a fun new fact about gorillas. they hum or even sing during mealtimes.
That is fun.
Oh, my gosh. My roommate does this. She does not resemble a gorilla at all, but she hums while she eats.
Wow.
And what we were discussing was that we were discussing that yesterday about sharing a car and sharing a roommate is a different thing. How long had she been your roommate? Did you know it before you were roommates?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, all right. So can you kind of give us a thumbnail of that first time you discovered that?
Well, we obviously eat in the presence of each other a lot,
okay,
but
yeah.
She just, and we both get really excited about food.
Okay.
Who doesn't?
Yeah,
who doesn't?
Right, okay.
So it's more of, maybe not so much a hum, it's more of like a celebratory hum, like,
Oh, well, okay, all right, yeah. But I mean, after the first bite, I don't know.
But I also hum during awkward silences to fill the void.
Okay, well,
so,
now, understand. Yeah. But that's a human nature thing, I think.
Right,
yeah, you don't like the awkward silence after 6 minutes. Because you realize
6 minutes, six seconds.
Oh, okay, well, that's right. Okay, all right, that's true. It could be that, but anyhow.
Sorry, back to the gorillas.
No, that's okay. I'm glad to hear that it happens in people too. But food related calls have been documented in chimpanzees as well, but never in gorillas. And the researcher says they don't sing the same song over and over. It seems like they are composing little food songs.
Wow.
So is it like a gorilla food rap? Is that this?
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini master class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini master doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini master courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Bargain hunters, savvy shoppers, and anyone who loves to save money, this is the can't-miss car buying event. It's Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale. It's here this weekend. Over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos available at incredible, never-before-seen bargain prices. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 1607-40A, 2009 Toyota Yaris. Selling price $53.88, 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it. You'll love the selection, love the savings, and absolutely love your new car from the Repo Joe sale. But you must get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. $27 down delivers with payments from just $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan in Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. We'll be talking about Target and their bathroom policy here in just a minute on the Rush Update, just so you know. And I knew that this would, the discussion about sleep time, about money being spent foolishly on campuses would bring at least one call, and sure enough. Guy said he was making an installation at a school whose zip code is 7784 something or another. And they said, well, here, let us show you our $5,000 coffee maker. So,
ooh.
I don't know when that happened. But, I mean, there you go. The other thing, to go back to the university sleep times for the students, the inference is that the last thing they do before they go to sleep is study. You know? I mean, that's a real jump right there. Because there could be an opportunity that they might be doing something other than studying right before they decide to go to bed. And it's probably a good thing that they have the bracelet on, so that actually would cause you to have an accurate reading as to what time they went to bed, because some of them, oh, unlike people who don't know that they've hit something, might not know they went to sleep.
That's what worries me about those bracelets, though. Did they get permission to get that information
I think they probably signed on for it. It'd be interesting to know if they paid them anything for it. But, it's a fairly significant study out of 130 universities. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Continuing to have a great run. Got another couple of days of this. High temperature is going to be 83 today with light north winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. You'll be able to do stuff outside all day long. Low tonight will be 57 or so. Doing about the same thing for tomorrow. Then it starts to warm up a little bit simply because the evening lows won't be quite so low. And we'll be up to 84 or 85 on Saturday and Sunday. 50-50 chance of showers on Monday. The bad news is humidity starts rolling in. And as we look at Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, we're going to have highs of about 88 degrees. Right now, winds out of the north at 8, 84% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're still at 57.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When Target jumped into the transgender bathroom debate, they had to know there'd be pushback. But did they know how much? A boycott petition started by the American Family Foundation has over 1 million signatures so far, and many of those signers are serious. Before Target decided to abandon men's and women's bathrooms and fitting rooms, 42% of consumers said they would consider shopping there. After the new policy, that dropped to 38%. YouGov, the firm that conducted the research, calls that drop significant. And there's an additional controversy. The Washington Post reports that boycott organizers say they have started sending men into women's bathrooms at Target. But that story is being strongly denied by the president of the group. Meanwhile, some on Target staff are afraid. An anonymous employee in Tampa told local media he's worried that the boycott's going to end up costing jobs. He wondered if the boycotters care about families, including the families of Target employees who might lose their jobs. Hey, it's a good question, but you're asking the wrong people. Target employees need to ask that question of those who shoved this politically correct policy down their customers' throats. Men's and women's bathrooms have been around since there were public bathrooms, for obvious reasons, which shouldn't have to be explained. The fact that we have to explain this is a sign of how bad we're eroding.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, one of the largest and most profitable fields in business today is corporate training, executive coaching, and speaking. It has become an $11 billion annual industry. Now, if you've been thinking of entering this exploding corporate training market, you need to become certified by the John Maxwell team. I have seen and heard success stories of people who become certified Maxwell corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers, and I am impressed. Maxwell is the global authority. They've been at this for more than 40 years. Now, when you become Maxwell certified, you'll be able to profit from this booming business. The fastest growing, largest certification program in the world, the John Maxwell team, has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for years all over the world. Become a Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The question of whether a Bryan City Councilman permanently moved out of the district he represents is expected to be brought up next Tuesday.
Until recently, Rafael Pena has been living on family property west of the Brazos County Jail. Mayor Jason Bayinski says Pena moved out to do repairs, relocating at his mother's home east of the municipal golf course.
If the house in question is being renovated, it's being remodeled, then there should definitely be some permits pulled, and there should be extensive work done to the property. So, I mean, I think that needs to be looked into.
Bayinski on WTAW's The Infomaniac says the council will be getting legal advice whether the move violates the city charter requirement that a member live inside their district.
Someone will have to make a determination whether or not which of those addresses is his residence.
The move brings back the idea of eliminating single-member districts.
If we had everyone at large, like Councilmember Simic and myself, this wouldn't be an issue. But I think if you support single-member districts, and I think the council members need to reside in the single-member districts that the citizens elected them from, and I think if you do not want to live there, then I think you need to resign and maybe run for that single-member district race the next go-around.
The move was not made public until after Bryan police were called to a report of a misdemeanor assault. Police department investigation is finished. No criminal cases have been filed in municipal or Brazos County courts. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A crash in front of Jane Long Middle School at noon yesterday took the life of a College Station motorcyclist. Bryan police report 37-year-old Jeremy Meads was going south on Harvey Mitchell Parkway when he was hit by a truck that was making a left turn. The driver of the pickup, who officers said cooperated with their investigation, was ticketed for failing to yield the right of way. A College Station motorcyclist was clocked by a DPS trooper going 136 miles an hour yesterday morning on the freeway near the university exit. According to the arrest report, the biker led the trooper on a chase southbound, exiting at Southwest Parkway, going west at more than 100 miles an hour, running a red light at Texas and then a stop sign before stopping at Medina. 20-year-old Shiloh Lockhart spent about 1 hour in jail before posting bond. His passenger was not arrested. A Bryan man led Bryan police on a pursuit Tuesday afternoon until he parked his car in his driveway because his driver's license was suspended. According to the arrest report, 60-year-old Frank Williams has 45 current suspensions and 8 prior convictions for driving with an invalid license. The officer saw Williams turn in front of a car who had to take evasive action to avoid a collision. Williams spent about 1 hour in jail before posting bond. A College Station man spent 1 minute in jail following his recent arrest for hitting several parked vehicles in his apartment complex last January with his 2-ton truck and then leaving the scene. According to the arrest report from College Station police, 18-year-old Brent Borden was seen leaving the Cottages with a bird dog in the bed of the truck, which had a personalized license plate of Brent B. A witness reported the driver had signs of being intoxicated, but Borden was not arrested for DWI. One car that was struck sustained $11,000 of damage. A College Station woman was arrested recently from the theft of a purse last December containing $1,200 cash and other items valued at more than $2,600. According to online jail records, 49-year-old Linda Rosario had completed a 15-month jail term for felony theft with prior convictions and before that served 12 months for credit card abuse. If you have Bluebell pint-sized containers of Rocky Road, make sure it doesn't contain cookies and cream, especially if you're allergic to soy and or wheat. Bluebell reports an employee restocking store shelves discovered containers of Rocky Road that had the lids for cookies and cream and finding cookies and cream ice cream. Bluebell says no illnesses have been reported. Cookies and cream contains wheat and soy, which may present a serious or life-threatening allergic reaction. There's more information online at WTAW.com. What's next for the Republican Party now that Donald Trump is the presumptive presidential nominee? Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says Trump has to reach out to everyone he defeated during the primary process and those who voted for Trump's opponents. Flores says Trump also needs to spell out what he's going to do to defeat Hillary Clinton.
He hasn't laid that out very well. He just says she'll be a sorry president. I agree with him. She'll be a sorry president. But we need to know tangibly is that what's your strategy to beat him?
Trump also has to make peace with presidential fundraisers.
It's going to take $1 billion race from Republicans and conservatives to beat Hillary. And he has not really reached out to the folks that, provide that, that resource base to do that. And he needs to do it pretty quickly.
Flores says whether or not Republicans like Trump, they have to vote for him to keep a conservative majority on the Supreme Court. Tomorrow, local law offices are celebrating the 8th annual Atticus Finch Day in downtown Bryan. Shane Phelps says a couple of major things have happened since last year's event, which celebrates the fictional character of Harper Lee's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, To Kill a Mockingbird. Phelps says one is that a novel, Go Set Watchmen, is controversial and is allegedly the sequel. Texas A&M professor of literature Dr. Jerome Loving will speak to the issue. Another major development?
Sadly, as you probably know, Harper Lee passed away about 2 or 3 months ago. So this event has kind of a special meaning.
Phelps says legendary Harris County prosecutor Rusty Hardin will also be a guest speaker.
He's got some interesting stories. He's a fascinating speaker. And as I say, just one of those lawyers who kind of embodies what Atticus Finch is all about.
The public is encouraged to attend tomorrow's program, which starts at 11:30 at the Brazos County Administration Building. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 58 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jennifer Fredericks with Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living. The internet is a great place to start your home buying or selling experience, but every market is different and sales prices are not public in Texas. Because of this, the most accurate information will come from a local professional. Call me at 777-4299 or look me up on the web at jenniferfredericks.com. I'd love to guide you through the process of buying or selling a home in our market. jenniferfredericks.com. I work where you live. Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
Swimming pools are an investment in your home and your family's enjoyment. Why not protect that investment with someone you can trust? The Pool Guy is the premier service provider in Bryan College Station. The Pool Guy offers a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians and quality products to fill your every need. The Pool Guy offers service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, and even complete renovations. The Pool Guy understands a swimming pool's needs, your expectations, and is the preferred service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers.
Call 575-6200. Pool Guy.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Good morning. It's 7:40, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. All right, here's some weather.
High pressure has slipped south of the area into the Gulf of Mexico this morning. It'll be responsible for lots of sunshine today. Highs will be up to 80 to 85 this afternoon. We're clear overnight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Sunny and warm during the day tomorrow. Highs anywhere from 80 to 85. Tomorrow night clear. Lows 60 to 65. High pressure still controls the weather into Saturday. Abundant sunshine and warm. Highs will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I got some news about the Ags. Also, I'll let you know how your MLB teams did, and I got some NBA and NFL stuff. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So the worst jobs in U.S. America. The worst jobs in U.S. America. It's the annual ranking that comes out by Jobs Rated.
President.
They're determined. Yeah. They take a lot of stats, including opportunity to grow and find employment in the field, overall stress level and safety, income and employment opportunities.
Okay.
So with that in mind, number 10 is firefighter. Mm-hmm. Growth outlook is 5%. Annual income is about $46,000 nationwide. Taxi driver. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see Uber. the median salary, I guess I said average a minute ago, so the median salary is 46 for firefighters. $23,000 a cab driver.
That's the median?
Yeah. Wow. I don't know what I thought it was, but.
Now, is that not including tips, obviously?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
But
advertising salesperson. But you can bowl on Tuesday afternoon if you want to. I mean, as long as you don't have to fill out those sales reports, it's okay. retail salesperson. Now, you see there, growth outlook 7%. I'm surprised it's that high.
Yeah.
I mean, when you consider the brick and mortar type situation, mm-hmm. you know, how many people aren't doing brick and mortar anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Number four in the worst. And the worst job is disc jockey.
What?
Disc jockey. The annual median salary is $29,000. Mm-hmm. The growth outlook is down 11%. I thought they'd already automated all the stations. I don't know.
And it's so unsafe, too, our working conditions.
Unsafe. We keep hiring. In fact, in affiliation with the folks over at A&M, we're making more of these people.
Mm-hmm.
With that Fusion Radio thing. That's the fourth worst. The third worst is broadcaster.
Oh, my gosh. What am I doing with my life? I already asked this earlier in the show.
And that's it. We'll see. And you should have never, ever abandoned that art history degree that you're going after. Yeah. Anyway, they said that'll be down 9%. But you know what? Here's the deal. There's always room at the top.
Mm-hmm.
There's always room at the top. Number two is logger. Yeah, I can see that. Okay. Just kind of working conditions. That's why any day we think we're having a bad day.
Yep.
Yeah. Number one, I think for maybe the third year in a row, is newspaper reporter.
Mm,
yeah,
minus
the
9. Growth.
But again, mm-hmm. there's always room at the top. If you're the best at what you do, then you can do that. Or you can work for BioQuark. BioQuark is a biotech company that's testing bringing the dead back to life.
Oh, boy.
They've won government approval to attempt to regenerate 20 patients who've been declared clinically dead. Scientists will use a combination of techniques, including stem cell injections, lasers, and nerve stimulation in an effort to awaken the patient's central nervous system. Man.
I'm not so sure about that.
That's Star Trek-y type stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll see. All right, if you wondered what the top two shows were last week, it was Dancing with the Stars and The Big Bang Theory.
And guys, we did not even talk about Dancing with the Stars.
How's Von Miller doing?
Von Miller got kicked off.
What is that about?
I know. This Monday, and it was double elimination week, so two couples were sent home, and Von was one of them. Bummer.
That's a stand-up guy, though, you know?
Yeah, he is. And again, had a little speed bump a couple of years ago, but straightened out his life, which is really, really cool, because all of us go through speed bumps. It's where you go from there.
Right.
So, good on him for doing that. If you own a lab, new research confirms that labs are the most food-obsessed of any dog breed.
Oh, a lab. I was really unsure what we're talking about.
You're talking about laboratory?
Like a laboratory?
Yeah. Okay.
A Labrador Retriever.
Retriever.
Okay. More food-obsessed than any other dog. Discovery News says the reason that labs sometimes have this situation is a mutation in a gene called POMC. I don't know what that means. The genetic mutation leads to greater food motivation behavior.
Hmm.
Now,
I wonder, I mean, these are also dogs that are usually pretty well trained or are trainable.
Could be, yeah.
And you use treats to train.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, I don't know. We got four. One, I have one that really is not interested in food very much.
Oh.
Just doesn't. Most of them wolf it down, though. I think that's pretty much the way all dogs are. Hello.
Hey, that whole BioQuark bringing back the dead thing, wasn't that the prelude to World War Z?
Pretty sure it was,
Hello.
Well, I was thinking laboratories also. I mean, if you think about it, lots of them are filled with grad students, and grad students are usually pretty hard for food, so either one of them may have.
That's true. That could be food obsessed, those kind of labs, too. Hey there.
Hey, I can put up my Samoyed against any lab.
My dog can eat faster than your dog.
I was going to say.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improving the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
On a hot day, water can be refreshing and relaxing, but you can also drown in it. In many ways, the culture poses the same threat to our kids. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. My wife and I recently took our boys to a water park for a day of fun in the sun. They especially like the wave pool, which creates waves the kids enjoy splashing in. After a while, both Trent and Troy decided it was time to tackle something a bit more daunting, the larger wave pool. And unlike the smaller one, this pool creates waves strong enough to knock a grown man backward. I agreed we'd check it out, but told him we'd have to stay back for our own safety. That probably was my dad trick to just keep us out of danger. Even there, the waves packed a punch. It took quite an effort to keep my balance, and what's more, I had to block the water from hitting my kids full force by using my own body to block the impact. By the second wave, it occurred to me I had a similar task in real life. The culture promotes destructive values, those waves that crash into our families one right after another, from popular music to Hollywood to the influence of social media. The voices speaking questionable beliefs into our children's lives are many, and our kids are not yet equipped with the mature discernment they need. And that's why our job as parents is to stand strong, to act as a buffer against a world determined to break our children down. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Loan is a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a 1-0 lender paid buyout. Reduced payment valid only during the first 12 months. The monthly payment during the first 12 months of your loan is based on a rate that is 1% lower than your interest rate for this loan program.
Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms subject to change.
Texas license location, 6504 International Parkway, Suite 1300, Plano, Texas, 75093.
NMLS 6606, Equal Housing Lender.
Introducing a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a fixed payment rate in year one at only 1.99%. I'm Rick Arviello, CEO of New American Funding, and I'm proud to announce a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at only 2.99% interest rate, 2.91 APR, with the first full year's payment at only 1.99% fixed payment rate. Pay off your loan in 15 years and save tens of thousands of dollars in unnecessary mortgage payments. 1.99% fixed payment rate in year one and 2.99% fixed for the remaining term, 2.91% APR, for a purchase or refinance.
Call New American Funding today at 800-963-4933. That's 800-963-4933. Or visit New American Funding. Today.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:49. The number 2 Texas A&M Aggies and number 5 Vanderbilt Commodores meet in college baseball's premier series of the weekend. The Aggies have won 13 of their last 15, including winning 5 of 6 on the road. Vanderbilt enters the fray on a 5-game win streak, including a series sweep of Georgia. Final dual meet rankings for the 2016 season were released by Track and Field News this week, and the Texas A&M Track and Field program had its men's team ranked number 1, with the women's squad ranked number 2. This is the second consecutive year for the Aggie men to claim the number 1 status in dual meet rankings by the monthly magazine Track and Field News. This marks the third time in the past 4 years for A&M women to earn the number 2 ranking. Sashka Gavrilovska will represent Texas A&M in the 64-player field at the 2016 NCAA Division I Women's Tennis Singles Championship. The singles and doubles competition will be conducted May 25th through the 30th at the Michael D. Case Tennis Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, following the conclusion of the team championship, which runs May 19th through the 24th. The University of Tulsa will serve as host. In Major League Baseball,
pitch on the way, and Castro drives it pretty deep to left field. Going back on it is Arcia, looking up. See you later! Into the Landry's Crawford boxes. Second straight day with a home run for Castro, and the Astros lead it 8-3.
Jason Castro homered and drove in four runs, and Jose Altuve and Carlos Correa both homered and knocked in three as the Houston Astros won consecutive games for the first time this season with a 16-4 victory over the Minnesota Twins last night. The Astros built a 6-0 lead after two innings and didn't let up in setting a season high for runs. Altuve hit his fifth leadoff homer this year. Castro connected for the second straight game with his two-run shot in the third, and Correa's first home run since April 6th came in the fourth. Minnesota right-hander Phil Hughes allowed six hits and a season-high six runs in two innings, his shortest start since also lasting two innings on September 25th, 2013. It was the third straight loss for Hughes and the second consecutive game in which he's given up three runs in the first inning. In Toronto,
the 1-1 pitch hit the right field deep, backcourt. Mozara still going back. It's over his head. Base hit off the wall. Carrera scores. Ball game. Blue Jays 4-3 over Texas.
Russell Martin singled home the winning run in the bottom of the ninth inning, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat Texas 4-3 Wednesday night, their second straight last at bat victory over the Rangers. The Blue Jays won 3-1 in 10 innings Tuesday on Justin Smoke's second home run of the game. In the NBA,
the Cavaliers set an NBA record, 25 threes on the evening, and roll to a 123-98 victory and take that 2-0 lead as this series now shifts down to Georgia.
The Cleveland Cavaliers enjoy a 2-0 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals after setting a pair of three-point records in a 123-98 pounding of Atlanta. The Cavs hit 18 threes in the first half and 25 overall in smashing the previous league playoff record set by Golden State last week. J.R. Smith scored 23 points on 7-for-13 from beyond the arc, while LeBron James added a game-high 27 points to the rout. In the NHL, the Pittsburgh Penguins are up 3-1 in their NHL second round series after beating the Washington Capitals 3-2 on Patrick Hornqvist's goal, 2:48 into overtime. Hornqvist also assisted on Trevor Daley's goal before Matt Cullen scored to give the Pens a 2-1 lead in the second period. Matt Murray made 34 saves for the Penguins, who can wrap up the series in Washington on Saturday. Football's right around the corner, and I know I'm excited, and so are the Dallas Cowboys. Their new headquarters will have a recreation of the team's Ring of Honor that'll include cleat prints of Roger Staubach and Drew Pearson 50 yards apart, the length of their famous touchdown play in a 1975 playoff game. The Hall of Fame Dallas quarterback and one of his favorite receivers put their prints in concrete Wednesday. The Cowboys are expected to move football operations to Frisco, about 30 miles north of Dallas, this August. And Johnny Manziel is expected to make his first courtroom appearance in Dallas after his indictment in a domestic violence case. The 23-year-old former Cleveland Browns and Texas A&M quarterback will learn details of his release later today. And that's been a look at your sports. For News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Brad Mitchell.
You see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Swimming pools are an investment in your home and your family's enjoyment. Why not protect that investment with someone you can trust? The Pool Guy is the premier service provider in Bryan College Station. The Pool Guy offers a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians and quality products to fill your every need. The Pool Guy offers service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, and even complete renovations. The Pool Guy understands a swimming pool's needs, your expectations, and is the preferred service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
There's not much worse than owning a dog, knowing they need training, but not having the time. Between work and kids, how do you find the hours you need to fix bad behavior? Do yourself a favor and call Sit Means Sit. If they can fix the problem dog I have, they can do anything. Aggie-owned, veteran-owned, with options for every budget and availability, all the way up to board and train, where you drop off your dog and then pick them up in a week or two fully trained, there's not a better option in Aggieland. Find them online, sitmeansit.com. That's sitmeansit.com.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor, and don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Much like BCS, Zwicker & Associates has been growing. They've been adding employees, and they add more things all the time that they could put into your house. Some 8,000 things now they have on file that they can put in your home to help stage it. Whether you're buying a home or selling a home, I strongly recommend that you go to Zwicker & Associates. It's ZARealestate.com. I've worked with Jen for a long time, well over 15 years now. She's been part of me buying and selling two different homes, and that's trust, because at least in my case, that's my biggest investment. Don't know about you, but if I've got that much money tied up into something, I really want to make sure I'm on good terms with the people that I'm working with. Now, Jen recommends that you sit down and interview folks, because they are going to be working with a lot of money with you when you buy or sell a home. Whether it'll be your first home or your fifth, or maybe you're looking for some investment property, Zwicker & Associates is the way to go. Contact is real easy. Go to ZARealestate.com. One more time, ZARealestate.com for Zwicker & Associates.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Aggie-owned and operated Pronto Services. If your construction or oil field site needs roll-off dumpsters or porta-potties, Pronto Services can help. With quality equipment and same-day delivery and pickup, Pronto Services wants to earn your business with their same-day service guarantee. Call Pronto Services at 979-218-AGS9. That's 979-218-2479 or 979-571-5171. Pronto Services, your only call for construction and oil field sites. Light rentals.
Couple of minutes, chill. Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's the Infomaniacs. Gosh, this is a shock. Retweeting or otherwise sharing material on social media constantly can tend to lead to cognitive overload, really, which interferes with learning and retaining what you've seen.
And this just in, the sky is blue.
Yeah, researchers from Cornell, when not distracted. Oh, wait a minute, Cornell and Beijing? Really? Did they Skype or did they travel? Well, it makes no difference. Anyway, find that overload can spill over and actually diminish your performance in the real world. Can you imagine that?
No.
Two groups of Chinese college students were presented with a series of messages from Chinese equivalent of Twitter. And after reading each message, one member of the group had the option to either repost it or go on to the next. The other group was given the option only to go next. After finishing a series of messages, the students were given an online test of their content. And you know what? When they had reposted, there were twice as many wrong answers about what they had actually sent. Is that scary or what?
Think about that next time you see a political...